Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes at pleasuremechanics.com on the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving us a voicemail message. In this episode, we're going to be talking about multiple orgasms and giving specific strategies so women who experience one orgasm can take it to the next level. Charlotte will get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Rosie writes, "Hey, Pleasure Mechanics. I'm a 32-year-old woman and enjoy a pretty great sex life. I'm able to orgasm on my own and with my partner most of the time, especially when he uses his hands. He learned a lot with your video, so thanks a lot for that, by the way. A few of my friends have multiple orgasms and talk about having 3, 4, or 5 orgasms at a time. Is this something all women are capable of? After I have an orgasm, I feel super sensitive and touch doesn't feel so good, so maybe I'm done after one? Can I learn to have more orgasms, or should I simply be satisfied with one? Thanks."
Well, thank you, Rosie, for submitting that question. It is a question we get asked by a lot of women who want to experience multiple orgasms. And just to get us started, let me say that both men and women can experience multiple orgasms. For men, it's a little bit trickier. They have to learn how to separate ejaculation from orgasm, and we will cover that in a future episode to be sure. But today we're going to focus on the female experience of multiple orgasms and cover some strategies that you can use to become multiple orgasmic? How would you say that? To experience multiple orgasms, both alone and when you are making love with your partner.
So we really believe that all orgasms are fabulous and good, and it is really important not to compare ourselves to friends, what we see in movies, etc. Everyone's experience is their own. As soon as we start comparing ourselves to others, it's a slippery slope where we are comparing ourselves to an imaginary experience. So it's not really based in reality, and it's not really a good place to let our minds go.
Right. I mean, comparing ourselves to others in any field of sexuality is a dangerous idea, but orgasms especially, it's such a subjective experience. So you might have your friend say, "Man, I had the most earth-shattering, mind-blowing orgasm last night. It was amazing." And you might feel a little jealous of that, but in reality, who's to say that her orgasm was more or less powerful than yours, more or less mind-blowing than the ones you've experienced? You know, it's a very subjective experience, and how we report it can be very prone to hyperbole. A lot of people like to talk up their sexual experiences to feel better about their sex life, and ultimately the effect of that is making other people feel bad about their sex lives. So we really believe in owning your own sexual experience and being responsible for yourself. If you want to experience more sexual pleasure, there are always techniques to do that and explore that. But don't get hung up in comparing yourself to your friends or this imaginary ideal of what's possible. Because really, what you need to think about is what is possible for you.
And as Chris was saying, you can always go deeper with the pleasure that you can experience. But that can be your central preoccupation. What is most important is to know that there is infinite pleasure that we can each experience, and that our job is to continue to deepen in what we individually can experience. We believe that all women are capable of experiencing multiple orgasms. So all women are capable of experiencing multiple orgasms, but we recommend not getting so focused on a goal that it interrupts your pleasure.
Right. I think, as a woman who has experienced both multiple orgasms, and most of the time, I really enjoy having one big, powerful, long orgasm. I don't think that more is necessarily better. It's a different experience. And so experiment with having multiple orgasms and see how your pleasure compares to how you experience pleasure now by having one big orgasm. And this is just a fun way of exploring your pleasure. It doesn't have to become a goal that needs to be attained. In this podcast, we're going to offer you very practical strategies for exploring multiple orgasms, either on your own or with your partner. Before you start out with your physical explorations of multiple orgasms, it's important to get your mindset in the right place. Make sure that you really feel deep in your heart that you are worthy of experiencing tons of pleasure. It's important to remember that orgasm, as much as it's a physical experience, is also an emotional experience. So whether we're talking about having one orgasm or experiencing multiple orgasms, you need to really believe in your mind and heart that it is possible for you and that you deserve that pleasure and that your lover is willing to give you that much pleasure and be able to receive it. A lot of us come up against what we call pleasure anxiety, where you hit a threshold of what you believe you're capable of handling or what you deserve or what your body can cope with. And a lot of women hit this threshold and then start numbing out, or they get distracted, or they start feeling anxious, or they start wanting to shift attention to their lover's body. It's important to continue to expand how much pleasure you can receive while staying focused on your pleasure, to be able to go deeper and deeper into your erotic experience without getting distracted. So if during arousal you find yourself starting to numb out or feel anxious, then you really need to work on being more mindful and more present during your arousal and continue to work on, you know, the mindset of being worthy and deserving of all of this pleasure. A lot of us have the story that our partners will get bored, or you're taking too much time, or your partner's not really as into it as you are, and we use this as an excuse for not being able to receive more pleasure, when the truth of it is that most lovers are really generous and authentically want to give you tons of pleasure, and you're actually giving them a gift by being able to receive it. So a lot of us need to work on our skills of receiving. And this is a basic erotic skill that we all can develop and continue to strengthen. And it, again, it's a physical skill and it's an emotional skill. And we need to get our minds and bodies on board with the idea of more and more pleasure.
Yeah, it's a fun game to see if we can keep expanding the pleasure that we are capable of feeling, of continuing to lift the bar of where our pleasure anxiety hits.
And if you're worried about your partner's experience of giving you pleasure, then make a really simple pact by talking about it and saying that you both agree to be honest and stop and switch activities if you're really feeling bored or done or tired or ready to move on, and trust that they'll speak up if they need to make a switch. And if they don't say anything, that they're perfectly happy giving you pleasure and touching you and building your arousal. And that way you can let that thought go and really just focus on your experience of receiving pleasure.
Yeah, this is one of the most essential conversations to have in the bedroom or outside of the bedroom, but to really get that communication clear that each of you will stop if you're done and feeling bored. It's so important because then your mind can just completely relax and trust that if you're being given pleasure, that is exactly what your lover wants to be doing. And there's so much permission in that just to let go and soak it all in fully.
And so once you have started getting your mind and heart on board with the idea of even more pleasure and even more orgasms, you can start to experiment with some physical techniques to start expanding your ability to experience multiple orgasms and have lots of climaxes during sex, either with yourself or with your partner. So here are three techniques that we recommend you start with. So, Rosie, you mentioned that your husband has studied and benefited from our guide to fingering, our video that covers tons of techniques to pleasure the female body with your hands. And as you know, that video covers some really elaborate, intricate techniques and some that are more simple and yet subtly very powerful. And one of the more powerful techniques in that video that is surprisingly simple and yet really effective is a whole hand cupping over the vulva. So just leaving your entire relaxed hand covering the vulva and staying in contact. And this is a great stroke for starting to warm up the vulva before you build arousal, but it's also a really great technique to go to just after orgasm.
It is a great move to use when you're wanting to keep contact, to stay connected to each other, but also to give the clitoris a little time to reset and to get ready for more stimulation.
So invite your husband, after you have your first orgasm, to rest his entire hand over your vulva and then continue to touch you in other ways. Kiss your thighs, your belly, your breasts, make out a little bit, and give yourself a few moments to experience the afterglow of your first orgasm.
Yeah, because you mentioned being sensitive right after, and that's a very normal experience. So the idea is just to let yourself be in that afterglow for a few moments and then begin to rebuild again. So you don't need to start right away when you're feeling sensitive.
Right.
Just give yourself a little bit of time.
So have him leave his hand there, and then when you feel ready, after a few breaths, he can start vibrating his hand a little bit, moving it in gentle circles, and go back to stimulating you, and you can start building arousal back up again. And it's important to remember that each time you rebuild arousal, you have to back up a little bit and start with some broader stimulation, stimulating the entire sexual system rather than just focusing on the clitoris. And this is kind of an ebb and flow. You build up, you have an orgasm, you come down a little bit, you build up, you have another orgasm. It doesn't just go from orgasm, orgasm, orgasm. Each time you want to build arousal to a higher peak. And so using all of those techniques we cover in the fingering video and anything else you enjoy, have him stimulate you almost as if from scratch each time and give you the opportunity to rebuild arousal towards your next orgasm.
Beautiful. And in general, we like to talk about going from broad kind of touch to focused touch, which is what you're talking about, of the allowing for the ebb and flow. And there are a lot of strokes in there that are focused on broader touch that you can use to rebuild stimulation before going on to the focused touch around the clitoris. And remember that using your hands or oral sex are one of the best ways of creating orgasm in the female body over penetration.
Right, so as you begin your multiple orgasm explorations, you can start by having multiple orgasms through using your partner's hands, oral sex, vibrators, all of those ways that are more surefire paths to orgasm for women, and then start mapping that experience into intercourse and penetration. A lot of women find that if they have one or more orgasms through focused clitoral stimulation, they're much more likely to become orgasmic during the act of penetration. So one thing you can play with is having a couple orgasms through focused clitoral stimulation and then allowing your partner to penetrate you, and maybe you continue to touch your own clitoris or get in a position that rubs your clitoris in a good way and see if you can build up your arousal to have orgasms during intercourse.
Exactly. The idea is to begin more in the external part of the body and then bring the orgasm deeper into the body.
And that can also work with your fingers. So if you want to explore a focused clitoral stimulation orgasm or two, and then allow your partner to use his fingers inside you to stimulate your G-spot, or use fingers on the external anal area to create anal stimulation, you may find that it's easier to build towards multiple orgasms by adding in these extra erogenous zones. And that's our second technique we want to focus on. So after your orgasm, rebuild sensation, but add a new kind of sensation in, so the clitoris isn't this sole focus of the stimulation. Continue to stimulate the clitoris, but shift your attention right after orgasm to external anal stimulation if you like that, or to G-spot stimulation. This will give your clitoris some breathing room and time to rest while allowing your partner to continue stimulating you in arousing ways by focusing on these other hot spots. And then as you're building up arousal, you can start coordinating the stimulation between the clitoris and the other erogenous zones to amp up your arousal and propel you towards your next orgasm. And you could even try a three-parter, right? So have your first orgasm through focused clitoral stimulation, then have him shift his hand to your G-spot area and have one or two orgasms with clitoral and G-spot stimulation, and then have him add in anal touch and have an orgasm or two while your entire sexual system is being stimulated. And this is, you know, the triumvirate of sexual stimulation. When your clitoris, G-spot, and external anal area are all being stimulated, you're hitting so many nerve endings that your arousal is bound to build up to really high states, and you can explore what is possible for you.
And then get to intercourse. That way she is so much more likely to have orgasms from penetration because her body is so warmed up. Everything has been stimulated. There's so much blood flow in the area. That is when orgasms from penetration are very likely to happen, or more likely to happen.
Yeehaw.
So experiment with that sexual scenario, hey?
And the final technique we really want to encourage you to try is erotic breath work. Breathing is one of the most effective, powerful sexual skills out there, and yet very few people allow themselves to focus on breathing during arousal. So here's what you do. As you're getting aroused, focus on taking big, deep, relaxed breaths. Try to have no pause at the top of the exhale or the bottom of the inhale, so it's more of a circular breath. I'm going to dramatize it for effect on the podcast here. So rather than, so did you hear in the first example how there's no pause between the breaths? This will flood your body with oxygen and allow you to experience whole new levels of sensation. And this is just pure physiology here. The more oxygen that's in your bloodstream, the more sensation you'll be able to feel. And it also helps relax your body and get rid of stress so you can stay relaxed as you experience higher and higher levels of arousal. So after your first orgasm, especially as you're building up towards the second orgasm, focus on your breathing and try to take big, deep, relaxed breaths and see what happens. You may be incredibly surprised at the results. And this is something you probably want to share with your partner ahead of time that you'll be experimenting with so he doesn't think you're hyperventilating. And he can actually do it with you. And once you normalize the idea of taking deep breaths during sex, you'll both experience way more pleasure, stay aroused longer, and have better orgasms. So we are huge fans of making deep breathing part of the erotic experience.
It's so simple, and so people often discount it, but it is one of the most powerful tools out there for enabling your body to feel so much more sensation. So try it out, experiment with it, solo and partnered. Sometimes these things are great to try on your own to begin with, just to experiment with it and get a sense of it. Try breathing. Experiment with it. It can really change your experience of pleasure in your body.
There is a saying that fear is excitement without breath. I love that saying because it reminds us that both fear and excitement are heightened states of the nervous system. And if you can bring breath to your experience, then you can transform fear and anxiety into pure excitement and pleasure. So give it a try, and we'd love to hear how it goes for you. So just to recap here, the three techniques we really recommend you try to start building towards multiple orgasms are: one, keep in contact after your first orgasm. So don't have him pull his hand away and shift attention right away. Keep the nice, relaxed hand cupped over the vulva and just stay in contact as you allow yourself to come down a little bit and relax after your first orgasm. And then start building up sensation again, using techniques to stimulate the entire sexual system in a broad way before going back to focus stimulation on the clitoris. Number two, shift stimulation after your first orgasm to include multiple erogenous zones. This might be your G-spot, your external anal area, your nipples, your neck, any area that feels highly arousing to you, add that in and then coordinate stimulation with your clitoris to build towards your second orgasm. And finally, breathe. Focus on taking big, deep, relaxed breaths after each orgasm as you rebuild arousal to allow your body to tolerate more pleasure and experience more heightened states of arousal. We know you can do it. We're excited for you to try. We'd love to hear how it goes. And for any listeners out there who are looking to become more orgasmic or multiply orgasmic, we highly recommend that you check out the Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Fingering, which covers all of our techniques to stimulate the female sexual system with lots of amazing skill and confidence. The video is available on our website, pleasuremechanics.com, or as a DVD on amazon.com. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex, we'd love to offer you 20% off any of the video downloads at pleasuremechanics.com. Simply enter the promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout, and you'll receive 20% off your downloadable video guides.
You can submit a question to be answered on this podcast by visiting pleasuremechanics.com and looking for the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH. You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers. Cheers.